Brothers Insurance.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Bible is not the book of the month. It is the book of the ages.
For sound biblical truth, listen to Love Worth Finding with Adrian Rogers, celebrating 20 years of broadcast ministry.
Listen to Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m., Monday through Friday, on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I just want to remind you, Tuesday's a, if you haven't voted already, Tuesday's a very important date. I want to encourage you to do your civic responsibility and go vote. And vote the Bible. Well, we're going to put that up on the sign out there. Vote the Bible. I mean, that's a good way to vote. Vote the Bible. Vote the principles of the Word of God. You know, if we all voted the principles of the Word of God, we'd have a pretty good society to live in, wouldn't we? I think so, too. So I just want to encourage you to get out and vote the Bible, vote the truth of God's Word. And let's see, what God's going to do over the next 4 years. And believe God for the best, no matter who gets in there. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, I'm here. Praise God, you're here. I'm glad to be here. It's better than the alternative, isn't it? But of course, that's just a relative statement when we say that, because the alternative, if we're not here, then to be absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Amen. But it is good to see all of your smiling faces this morning. Y'all look so fall festive and beautiful today and got the fall colors on. Well, some of us do. And God's good. How many love the change of seasons? You know, something about the change of seasons that's pretty cool is that, it just kind of reminds us that we're constantly in a state of flux and we're constantly in a state of change. And change is good if you're changing for the better, but change is not good if you're not changing for the better. Come on, a lot of times we talk about change, but change for the bad is no good. Come on, we've seen change both ways, haven't we? How many of you know that there's really only one true game changer that can change you for the good? Does anybody know his name? Jesus. Is it okay we just talk about Jesus this morning? I just feel like I want to talk about Jesus this morning. Amen. Sometimes we hear some of the Bible stories that we've grown up on and we've heard time and time again and very familiar stories. And we're at a certain place in our journey and we get a revelation on that. Then we hear that teaching again or we hear that story again. And then all of a sudden, because where we're at on our journey, we get a different revelation on it. And we get a different understanding on it. It has a little bit deeper meaning to it. There's a little bit more fruit that comes out of our life because of it. So how many know it's really good sometimes to dig into the Word, even if we've heard it all before? You can keep on living, isn't that right? You keep on learning, isn't that right? You can keep on growing, isn't that right? Amen. So a lot of times we'll hear these new stories or hear old stories and they take on a whole different revelation in our life, mostly because of where we are in our journey and where we are with our walk with the Lord and what's been going on in our life and the circumstances that we're living in the moment. And if you're in some very high pressure situations in life, then a Bible story or an understanding of Scripture can take on a whole different meaning to you versus if you're having a mountaintop experience and everything's just going great. Sometimes we hear the stories out of the Bible and go, "Oh, that's just wonderful." And then other times, "Oh God, I needed that." And anybody identify with what I'm talking about? Amen. How many understand that's really not because Scripture has changed, but it's been because you've been through some changes. Because the Scripture is the same. God does not change, but we do. Amen. And because we're at a different place in our walk, we really are ready to receive more of a revelation, more of truth in our life that's beginning to be revealed through Scripture. And I just want to share a really familiar story with you this morning and talk about Jesus a little bit. And it's probably a story that most of you have heard. It's found in Mark chapter 2. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from it this morning. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. If you got your Bible, you go ahead and turn there this morning. Thank you, Jesus. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Somebody say, in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived, somebody say perceived, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." I ain't never seen anything like that. Because let me know, God can do some amazing things in our midst. Amen. Some powerful things, some awesome things that we don't quite always understand, but they're supernatural. You know, I love saying this, the God that made sense doesn't have to make sense. We just got to trust that he knows what he's doing. Now, in our text this morning, Jesus just returned back to Capernaum, and Capernaum was his home for his ministry. And he would go through there often. Sometimes he would stay there. Sometimes he ministered there. Sometimes he healed a lot of folks there. But he was constantly impacting the community there because he passed through there, or he was staying there quite often. And how many of you understand it was a strategic community in terms of travel, because the main road that went by the Sea of Galilee passed through the town of Capernaum. And because the road that went by Capernaum was also the same road that a lot of fishermen used that would fish in the Sea of Galilee, they would also travel up and down that road, and there would be marketplaces up and down that road, and there would be a lot of traffic that would come in and out of Capernaum because of the seaport that was there. And Jesus was able to teach a lot of people there. He was able to heal a lot of people there that would pass through that town on a day-to-day basis. But in this scripture, he's gone back to Capernaum, and he's gone back to his house. Obviously, he's been off doing ministry on a trip, on a tour, or whatever you want to call it. So he's come back to Capernaum, and when he gets back, there are a lot of people really excited about seeing Jesus come to the house. Isn't that awesome? There's a lot of people that come out to see him and come out to hear him, and they're really excited that Jesus is back in town. You can hear the chatter, and people, "Jesus is back in town. Jesus is here. He's here. He's coming to the house. Jesus is here." You know, and it just, one of the things that I think is just really cool about this scripture is the fact that people were excited to see Jesus back at the house. They were just glad he's home. He's back in the house. Come on, somebody. They were excited that Jesus was in the house. They were excited that his presence was present. Jesus was in the house. I mean, understand that we're living in an age of, you know, fast food church. I call it mech church, and, you know, where it's instant blessing and instant church, and we're in and we're out. And, you know, we get to this thing where we just, like, pull up to the drive. We ought to put a drive-through window right there on that building. I really think we should. The way it is sometimes. Because people ain't got time to make it to church. They ain't got time to get down here anymore. We're living in the days where the Bible says people are running to and fro. And, you know, we ought to just put somebody there, have a window there and have a window there, and let the cars just drive up and say, can I help you today? Yes, you can help me. I think I'll have a large order of prayer, and I'll have a medium order of worship, and give me a side of a lesson out of the book of Mark. That'll be good for me. And put a little bit of extra prayer in the bag for me. And then we have the person up there say, well, will that complete your order, sir? Would you like some hot anointing oil to go with that? Amen. You know, we just dip a little bit of oil in our finger and touch him on the forehead right in the car window and be blessed. But that's what it feels like we're living in today. Because people just don't have time for church anymore. They don't have time to get in the house and be in the house and hang out with Jesus. But can I just tell you that there's nothing else I'd really rather do. You know, the rest of this stuff is peripheral. This moment that we have together on Sunday morning from 10 to 12 and on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock are the most important 3.5 hours of your life. And if you can't see that, then I don't know how to help you. But it's the truth. There's nothing more important. No job, no family member. Nothing than your relationship with the Lord and coming into a place of fellowship where we honor the King of Kings. There should be no other priority. But we've shifted into this churchianity, mech church, fast food, idealism of get Jesus on the go. And, you know, he's in my heart, so it doesn't really matter everywhere I go, he's with me. But we isolate ourselves and we spin out of control and we deal with emotional things that we should never really have to deal with because we're not spending any time in the house. It just makes me wonder, what are we thinking with our churchianity? You know? Are we really followers of Christ? Do we really give it all? Do we really take up the cross and deny ourselves and really follow him? Are we doing that really? And that's a question that each and every one of us ought to be asking ourselves every day. Or have the priorities of our life carried us off? Have the circumstances and the pressures of daily living worn us down to the fact that we can't even get up and get ready? You know, when we have to get all kinds of gimmicks and kinds of stuff and things to get people in the house and, you know, throw parties and just to get people down here and, you know, buy all kinds of technology to get people interested in coming to the house as though we could never offer anything that's more attractive and more life-changing than Jesus. You know? I understand, you know, we do what we can do and to be relevant to the culture. And I really believe that's strategy from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we're dealing with the culture of people today that have the shortest attention spans of any other culture that's ever lived on the face of the planet. It's because we have so much information, we don't know what to do with it. Everything is at our fingertips. You don't know something, you can Google it on your phone and you can know it in 5 seconds. But we're on information overload. And because we're on information overload, we have no time. We have no time. So I understand that we have to be a ministry in a church that has to be relevant to a culture that has that kind of a short attention span where we can reach in and be relevant to them. And it's important to stay relevant. I understand all that. But tell me where and when in the American Christian church did we get to a place where Jesus is not enough to show up on Sunday? Where Jesus is not enough to get down here on Wednesday night? When do we get to that point? It just seems to me that a lot of folks in the church today have just missed the whole point. When we opt out of what God has for us, when we opt out of what God has prepared for us, when God prepares a table and a spread and he says, come and eat, and we go, no, I can't do that tonight. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I'll catch you next time, Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
I praise your name. So in awe of you, so in awe of you, Father God, so in awe of you, so in awe of you, so in awe of you, Father God, Father.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.